So who is or was the most important person in your life?
My mom has been the most important person in my life because my mom used to push me when I was in school and when I was in college to do better than what I was doing. And that time I hated it, but I am so glad that she pushed me. And it's, I think, because of that, I am where I am today. And I'm really happy with where I am today.
Okay, and then how would you like people to remember you?
I'd like people to remember me as someone who was kind and really kind, yeah.
And then when or if you were religious, why were you and how did it work out?
I grew up in India, and in India, almost everyone is religious. So in my family, we were all religious. I was that way because we just followed the routine. I didn't know why I was that way, but somehow there were some challenging times in my life, and religion was not really helping me deal with those challenges. So it, I guess, didn't really work out that well. And then I lost faith in God and all those ceremonies that I believed in. And I stopped it. I'm not religious anymore. I'm only humanitarian now.
And how do you feel about the situation that you're in today?
Personally, in my life, I am in a sticky situation, but professionally, it's a good place where I am today, and I'm really happy about it. Not about the sticky situation, though.
Did you ever like going to school in whatever grade?
Yeah, when I was young, until my middle school years, I really liked going to the school. But then my father was in a transferable job, and he used to get transferred every 3 years. And so we had to move cities every 3 years. So in some places I made good friends, it all worked out, and I loved going to school. But the place where I went to high school, it didn't really work out. And so I did go to school, but I didn't really like going to school.
How different is your life than what you imagined as a kid or a teenager?
Oh, it is totally different. First of all, I didn't even imagine as a kid or teen that I would ever come to the U.S. And my kids would be born here, and we would have this life that we have today.
Anything else?
No.
And out of all of your family members, dead or alive, who do you think is or was the most interesting?
I'd say clearly my mom is the most interesting person, because when we are together, we always end up arguing with each other on something or the other. But when we are away, she's always worried about me, and she really does worry about me, and she keeps telling me that that's why she argues with me, because she's worried about me and she wants the very best for me. And I do know that she loves me and she cares about me so much. So it's, yeah, she's very interesting that way.
And how did you feel when you found out you were having kids for the first and the second time?
The first time, I really don't know, and I don't remember exactly. I think I was a bit happy, but then my husband, he was not really doing that well in the job that time, so we were a bit worried how things would pan out.
And how about having me, your second child?
By that time, your dad was doing really well, and we were here in San Jose. And I think I was very excited that the first one, Nitya, she would have a sibling to play with. And that I wouldn't have to play with kids all the time.
She never played with me.
Well, she wanted me to play with her all the time, so I was happy that the two of you would play with each other and leave me alone.
She only gave me brain damage. Okay, well, thank you for letting me interview you.
Pleasure.